Fantasia Chavers is more than halfway through ninth grade. She says this semester is easier than the last one, but when it comes to social settings, that's the part of being a teenager that's hard.
I consider myself a socially awkward person because I'm not the normal child.
She says the other girls try to be cute. They want to fit in, not stand out. Fantasia, on the other hand?
I'm that person that stands out and does stupid things. When I tell them I played the violin, they be like, "Oh, are you such a nerd?" I'm like, but I'm not going to be stupid. I'm going to learn something.
Fantasia likes to stand up for herself. Sitting on a couch in her Cedar Hill home, she and her mom, Jamaica, talk about the challenges.
They try to call me, like, a nerd. I'm like, I don't care. At least I'm not stupid.
You're not fast?
Yeah, because I'm not fast and not focused on boys like them.
Most teens can relate to some of what Fantasia is going through. Experts say the warning signs come when a teen's behavior shifts, especially after a major life change. For Fantasia, that was the death of her mom's first husband and later her cousin. Then last fall, her older sister left for college. That plus the taunting, and Fantasia refused to go to school for a week.
You know, she just had a moment where she just cried and cried and cried and cried and cried. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know whether to take her to the hospital or she didn't want me to hold her or touch her or anything or baby her, and she loves to be babied.
Chavers says it was painful not being able to help her daughter. Finally, she took some steps.
The only thing that I could do was take her to see someone to see what was making her cry. It wasn't anything physical hurting. It was something that was in her heart and her head.
The National Institute of Mental Health reports that 11% of adolescents have a depressive disorder by age 18, and it happens more to girls than boys. Dr. Madhukar Trivedi is the director of the Depression Center at UT Southwestern. He says parents should watch for the typical signs of depression: sadness, crying, sleep troubles, eating too much or too little.
One thing is not to be judgmental or critical or angry at the teenager, but to really share in the concern.
He said teens need to know they're not alone, that many of their peers are battling depression too. Trivedi says the problem is critical because suicide is now the third leading cause of death in teens.
A teenager who was doing well or going along in their academic life suddenly has depression that changes the entire course of their life if we do not take immediate and rapid action.
Jamaica Chavers says her daughter's doing much better now. In fact, Fantasia's taken up a new hobby.
I'm teaching myself how to play the guitar. When I listen to songs, I pay more attention to the beats in the background. And when I hear the guitars in the background, it sounds pretty. So I'm like, I want to do that.
And one of her inspirations, Taylor Swift. Stella Chavez, KERA News. Getting back together, you go talk to your friends.